The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Women's Day. Let's start with this one from Martha Stewart Living's Ask Martha column. Does my firewood need to be cured? Yes, because freshly cut logs hold a lot of water, typically half or more of their weight, says Nick Conger, press secretary for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. When you burn wood with moisture content above even 20%, the fire is harder to start, it gives off less heat, meaning you need more logs, and it's unpleasantly smoky. It also produces more creosote, a flammable tar that sticks to the interior chimney walls. After enough builds up, the flames and heat from your fireplace can ignite it, causing a chimney fire, Conger says. Over time, the buildup can even shrink the diameter of the passage, compromising its ability to draw smoke out of your home. To avoid such issues, buy quality, pre-cured firewood, look for kiln-dried, or cure your own. Split, stack, and store logs off the ground covered with something waterproof long enough to air dry fully, which means roughly 6 to 12 months. You'll know they're ready when they've become darker, often with the bark pulling away from the wood, and when two logs banged together produce a hollow sound. Well, you learn something new every day. From Better Homes and Gardens, Toy Story, three important reasons to put playtime on your pet's schedule. First, brain health. As with humans, activating and challenging your animal's mind with puzzle toys maintain the plasticity of their brain and help them stay mentally sharp as they age, explains Amelia Weber, founder of Caring Behavior. Next, their well-being. An active pet is a happy pet. For your pet's emotional health, it is imperative to keep their environment enriching and interesting. And prevention of behavior problems. Dogs and cats need to stay busy to ward off boredom and help prevent issues like digging up the yard, chewing and scratching the furniture, climbing on shelves, or barking excessively. One thing I've found is you can't just hand a dog a toy. They want you to play with them. And that occupies your mind, too. From Good Housekeeping, how to quiet barking dogs. These woofs, yaps, and yowls are your pet's attempt to communicate surprise, fear, discomfort, boredom, and more. Here's how experts decipher the sounds and encourage calmness. First, determine the trigger. Animals in general do things to meet their needs, to acquire things that are important to them, or to avoid things they're afraid of, explains Suzanne Hetz, Ph.D., co-owner of Animal Behavior Associates, Inc. First, figure out which of these is causing them to bark. Some dogs bark when the doorbell rings or someone passes the house. Others react to other animals or people on the street, and still others bark to get your attention at home or out of stress or boredom when they're left alone. Take a few days or a week to write down every time your dog barks and what's happening at the time, explains Humane Society Silicon Valley Chief of Shelter Medicine, Christy Kemia. That will help you figure out the pattern of behavior and how to address it. Next, adjust your reaction. While it's tempting to yell at a barking dog to get them to stop, your attention can actually reinforce the behavior. Think about it this way. Someone rings the doorbell. They perceive it as a threat. You start yelling along with them, and then the person goes away. For the dog, that shows they've done a good job and removed the threat. Similarly, if you feed your dog, start playing with them, give them attention, or let them out of their crate when they bark. That teaches them their vocalizing serves a purpose. Though it's hard, try not to yell or otherwise respond when your dog barks. Instead, wait until they quiet down to give them what they want. Not only is yelling counterproductive, but it can also scare a fearful dog and lead to increased fear-based behaviors such as aggression. Next, reward good behavior. Instead of giving your dog attention when they vocalize, redirect their focus to you. All dogs benefit from working on impulse control skills, explains expert dog trainer Andrea Arden. She recommends that owners teach their dogs hand targeting to draw their attention in situations where they vocalize. Start by asking your dog to touch their nose to your flat palm by offering your hand and saying yes, then giving a treat when they touch it with their nose. In 3 to 5 minute practice sessions, gradually increase the distance you step from your dog when you present your palm and say touch. That will steer your dog's attention away from the barking trigger and back to you. You can also practice with a person at the door, specifically by having someone ring the bell or knock while you do hand target practice after they've mastered the basic concept. Make sure your dog is getting lots of exercise and mental stimulation throughout the week, too. Releasing pent-up energy can help keep them calmer overall, Arden notes. And last, call in professional help. If your dog barks because they're fearful or reactive on the leash, Camia strongly recommends calling in a professional trainer. A leash-reactive dog in particular may get so worked up that they can bite other dogs, people, or even their owners if their reactiveness isn't properly addressed. It can be difficult for an owner to tell whether their dog is afraid or frustrated, so calling in a pro can help prevent the behavior from worsening. What you don't want to do with a fearful dog is expose them to the fear without teaching them appropriate coping behaviors, because you can actually make them worse, Camia explains. Veterinary behaviorists can pair a training plan with medication to help reduce your pet's anxiety while they learn how to respond to triggers more appropriately. Training classes can also help your dog learn to self-soothe when staying home, react more calmly to visitors, or bark less when other triggers arise. From Woman's Day, the health checklist for this month, 5 little wellness moves to make right now. Try not to lean on caffeine. A morning cup of joe is great, but it has its limits. In a recent study, caffeine helped sleep-deprived people stay energized and perform easy tasks, but didn't give them a boost for complex ones, like making decisions when driving a car. To do? When facing a hard task, prioritize sleep. Don't rely on coffee. Next, walk at least this many steps. A new study of 16,732 women over age 60 found that those who took an average of 4,500 steps every day had a significantly lower risk of dying during the research period than the least active, and it didn't matter whether the steps were taken in short bursts or longer uninterrupted walks. So try the Charge Running App's new walking program with live coaches. So the app is Charge Running. Embrace your spirituality. Whether you're into morning meditation or nighttime prayers, having a strong spiritual connection may lower your risk of Alzheimer's disease, a new research review shows. Spiritual practices may help manage stress and lower inflammation. Check out the No Nonsense Meditation book by Stephen Laureys, Laureys, M.D. And eat to boost mental health. Celebrate World Mental Health Day on October 10th with a colorful veggie-packed meal. Well, I know October 10th is over, but we can do it anytime. There's a proven link between healthy eating habits and better mental health, especially in women. On the flip side, folks who eat a lot of fast food or sugar are more likely to face mental distress. And last, step outside for your eyes. Research suggests the number of nearsighted kids, especially those ages 6 to 8, went up this past year with the extra time at home indoors. Eyes need exposure to sunlight and faraway things like trees down the road to maintain good distance vision. Schedule eye exams for the whole family to monitor vision changes. From Good Housekeeping, the 13 best dermatologist tips, skincare tips of all time. Where are the skin rules top complexion experts live by? What are they? We asked, and they shared their key ingredients to achieving the healthiest, most radiant skin at any age. First, use the right cleanser. One face wash doesn't fit all. Choose a formula based on your skin type or needs. For oily or acne-prone skin, a salicylic gel or a benzoyl peroxide wash works great, says Ava Shambon, MD, a dermatologist in Beverly Hills and founder of The Box by Dr. Ava. For dry or mature skin, use either a moisturizing cream or a lotion cleanser, and for hyperpigmentation, use a brightening wash such as an alpha hydroxy acid cleanser. Sensitive? Try fragrance and soap-free formulas. The Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab picks for oily skin, Vichy Laboratories Normaderm Phyto Action Daily Deep Cleansing Gel, $18 at drugstores. For dry skin, Good Housekeeping Seal Star Olay Total Effects Nourishing Cream Cleanser, $8 at Walmart. For another beauty award winner, for hyperpigmentation, Aveeno Positively Radiant 60-Second In-Shower Facial Cleanser, $15 in drugstores. And another Beauty Lab winner, for sensitive skin, SkinCeuticals Soothing Cleanser, $35, available at skinceuticals.com. Let me spell that. SkinCeuticals.com. Next, number two, don't pile on too many products. More isn't always better when it comes to skincare. Layering on multiple products at the same time is a big no-no, says Julia Zhu, dermatologist in New York City. It can be harsh on the skin, resulting in irritation, breakouts, and clogged pores. If you need to apply more than one product at a time, wait until each formula is fully absorbed before using the next. 3. Moisturize both day and night. Keeping skin hydrated 24/7 is key for maintaining its healthy barrier and radiance. The best times to moisturize are right after you get out of the shower and right before you go to bed, advises Janet Pristalki, New York dermatologist, to replenish hydration after cleansing and lock it in overnight. Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab pick, GH Seal Star Seam Beauty Call Me Hydra Cream. That's $45 on Amazon.com, and it's See Me Beauty, SEEME. 4. Avoid touching your face. Oh, that's hard. Beyond its importance for your health, minimizing touching your face is crucial for your skin. Your fingers can spread bacteria and other microorganisms and cause breakouts, and habits like picking and rubbing can lead to scarring and increased wrinkles. 5. Hydrate inside and out. Every skin expert who talked to us emphasized the importance of hydration. A lack of water means less radiance and more sag, says Mona Gahara, MD, dermatologist, and an associate clinical professor of dermatology at Yale New Haven Hospital. No matter what your skin type, choose skincare treatment products with moisturizing ingredients and properties, and aim to drink at least 8 cups of water per day. 6. Dodge direct heat exposure. Don't just watch out for the sun. Getting too close to heat sources like ovens, fireplaces, and heaters can also wreak havoc on your skin. Heat causes inflammation and collagen breakdown, explains Debbie Palmer, dermatologist in Harrison, New York. Stay at least 10 feet away from the heat source if possible, or keep the time you spend in front of it to a minimum. And I would also call your attention to hair dryers. Make sure you aim them away from your face while you're doing your hair. 7. Exfoliate a few times per week. We lose 50 million skin cells a day, and without a little extra nudge, they may hang around, leaving the skin looking sullen, Dr. Gohara says. To help slough them off, choose an exfoliating product like a scrub or peel that does not disrupt the pH of the skin's natural barrier, so irritation is less likely. And don't stop with your face. The skin on your body needs exfoliation as well. Beauty Lab pick, Beauty Lab test winner, St. Ives Fresh Skin Apricot Face Scrub, $4 at drugstores. 8, put vitamins on your skin, too. Vitamins are necessary for overall health and for the health of your skin. Beyond incorporating them into your diet, you can also apply vitamins such as C and E in the form of topical skincare products like serums, which offer benefits such as antioxidant protection. These can really help repair sun damage, Dr. Palmer says. Apply them right after cleansing for maximum absorption or layer under sunscreen for added protection. The Beauty Lab picks Seal Stars Mary Kay Time Wise Replenishing Serum C Plus E, $58, available from your Mary Kay representative or MaryKay.com, and Rock Multi Correction Revive Plus Glow Gel Cream, $30 at drugstores. Number 9, clean your makeup brushes regularly. The cleanliness or lack thereof of your makeup tools can have a big effect on your skin. To keep clogged pores and breakouts at bay, wash concealer and foundation brushes once a week, Dr. Prostowski recommends. Clean brushes used around your eyes twice a month, and others monthly, she says. Put a drop of a mild shampoo into the palm of your hand and wet the brush's bristles with lukewarm water. Then massage the bristles on your palm to work the shampoo into the brush. Rinse with water and squeeze the water out with a towel. Then lay the brush on the towel to dry. 10. We all know this. Wear sunscreen 365 days a year, rain or shine, indoors and outdoors. Why do we resist? This may be the number one dermatologist skin tip of all. Many people still feel they need SPF only on sunny days or at the beach, Dr. Palmer says. But we need to protect our skin even when we're driving a car, flying in an airplane, or running errands. It's the daily UV exposure that contributes to the visible signs of aging. Choose a broad-spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher, and remember to reapply it every 2 hours. Beauty Lab pick, test winner Banana Boat Light as Air Face Sunscreen SPF 50, $11 at drugstores. And number 11, sun protection doesn't stop with SPF. What? Dermatologists advocate using other forms of sun protection along with regular sunscreen, including wearing makeup with SPF, sunglasses, and a broad-rimmed hat, as well as seeking shade, since no SPF can block the sun's rays completely. Preventing sun damage is a million times better for your skin than treating it after the fact, Dr. Prostowski says. 12. Keep it simple. Fad products and fancy ingredients are fun to try. Sometimes they work well, but usually they go off the shelves just as quickly as they got on them. Find basics, such as a cleanser and moisturizer, that work for you, and keep them at the core of your routine, says Dr. Prostowski. And last one, sleep smarter. It's not just about how long you sleep. Aim for 7 to 8 hours. What you sleep on can affect your skin, too. Pros recommend silk pillowcases, as the material glides easily over skin, preventing creases and wrinkles, says Jasleine Aluia, MD, dermatologist in New York City and Winter Park, Florida. Silk is also gentler on hair, preventing tangles and breakage. And from Better Homes and Gardens, how to beat a snack attack. The star of these recipes, energy-boosting trail mix, which adds fiber and protein to power you through the 3 o'clock slump. There are three, I think, snack recipes here. First, Jammy Oat Squares. It's a PB&J in bar form. These jam-packed crumble squares are packed with healthy carbs and nut butter for extra protein. Butter an 8-inch square pan. Line with parchment so the ends hang over two sides. In a large bowl, combine 1 cup rolled oats, 1 cup trail mix, finely chopped, 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup packed brown sugar, and 1 teaspoon kosher salt. In a small bowl, combine 1/2 cup melted butter, 1/4 cup peanut butter or almond butter, and 1 teaspoon vanilla. Stir wet mixture into the dry mixture. Reserve 1 cup Press the remaining mixture into the bottom of the pan. Bake at 350 degrees for 10 minutes. Meanwhile, combine the reserved mixture with an additional 1/4 cup rolled oats. Spread 3/4 cup of berry jam over partially baked crust. Top with the oat mixture, squeezing into clumps as you go. Return to the oven and bake 20 to 25 minutes or until the jam is bubbling and the topping is lightly golden. Cool completely, lift out of the pan, and cut into squares. And this makes 16 nice-sized squares. Chewy granola bites. Almond butter and flaxseed combine to make these bites high in both protein and heart-healthy. Good fats and heart-healthy good fats, which will help keep you satiated and focused. Butter a 13-by-9-inch baking pan. Line with parchment so the ends hang over two sides. In a large bowl, combine 2 cups rolled oats, 2 cups trail mix, roughly chopped, 1 cup unsweetened shredded coconut, and 1/3 cup golden flaxseed meal. In a medium bowl, mix 1 cup honey, 3/4 cup unsalted almond butter, 3 tablespoons avocado oil, 1 1/2 teaspoons vanilla, and 1 teaspoon kosher salt until fully combined. Stir wet mixture into dry mixture, spread in pan, and press into an even layer. Bake at 350 degrees, 25 minutes or until golden. Cool completely, lift out of pan, and cut into 1-inch bites. And it says it makes 117 1-inch bites. Per 6 bites, which I guess is a serving, 282 calories. And for a quick bite, Trail Mix Energy Balls. That says that it tastes like monster cookie dough. More than a snack, these balls of energy can double as a high-protein, low-sugar breakfast or other after-dinner treat. In a large bowl, combine 1 cup rolled oats, 1 cup trail mix, large pieces roughly chopped, and if desired, 1/4 cup golden flaxseed meal. In a small bowl, mix 2/3 cup sweetened condensed milk, 1/2 cup peanut butter or almond butter, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, and 1 teaspoon vanilla until fully combined. Stir wet mixture into dry mixture, roll into 1 1/2-inch balls, and refrigerate until firm at least 1 hour. And this makes 24 balls. Kitchen Hero from Real Simple, Gnocchi. If boiling and saucing these little pillows of potato goodness is your go-to, we get it. They cook in a flash and are the definition of comfort food. But don't stop there. They're equally delicious, baked into a quick and easy sheet pan supper, sautéed until crisp and golden with prosciutto and greens, or added to a hearty soup. Look for shelf-stable packs in the pasta aisle, and keep a couple on hand for nights when speedy satisfaction is the only option on the menu. So, for the gnocchi and broccoli sheet pan supper, toss together 16 ounces of potato gnocchi, 4 cups broccoli florets, 1 1/2 cups sliced yellow onion, 1/2 cup basil pesto, and 1/2 teaspoon crushed red pepper on a large parchment-lined baking sheet. Bake at 425, stirring halfway through until tender and lightly browned, 20 to 25 minutes. Top with 1/4 cup crumpled feta cheese. Crispy gnocchi with prosciutto and greens. Heat 1/4 cup olive oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high. Add 2 ounces bite-sized prosciutto pieces. Cook until crisp, 3 minutes. Transfer to a towel-lined plate. Add 16 ounces of potato gnocchi to the skillet. Cook over medium-high, stirring occasionally, until golden and crisp, 8 to 10 minutes. Toss with 3 cups baby arugula, 1/4 cup fresh parsley, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, and the prosciutto. And gnocchi sausage soup. Heat 2 tablespoons olive oil in a large pot over medium-high. Stir in 12 ounces Italian turkey sausage, 1 1/2 cups chopped onion, 1 tablespoon minced garlic, and 1.5 teaspoons Italian seasoning. Cook, breaking up meat with a spoon until no longer pink, 8 minutes. Stir in a 14.5-ounce can of diced tomatoes and 4 cups chicken broth. Bring to a boil. Add 16 ounces of potato gnocchi and 3 ounces of spinach. Cook till gnocchi is al dente, 2 minutes. From Woman's Day, for your Taco Tuesday, carne asada tacos. Active time is 10 minutes. Total time is 25, and it serves 4. We need 1 pound skirt steak, trimmed and cut into 4 pieces, kosher salt and pepper, 1 large tomato, chopped, half of an avocado, diced, half of a small red onion, finely chopped, 1/4 cup cilantro, chopped, 1 small jalapeno, seeded and finely chopped, 1 small clove garlic, pressed, 3 tablespoons lime juice plus lime wedges for serving, and 8 corn tortillas. Heat grill or grill pan to medium-high. Season steak with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper and grill to desired doneness, 3 to 4 minutes per side. For medium rare, transfer to a cutting board and let rest at least 5 minutes before slicing. Meanwhile, in a bowl, toss together tomato, avocado, onion, cilantro, jalapeno, garlic, lime juice, and a pinch of salt. Grill tortillas until lightly charred, 30 seconds per side. Fill tortillas with steak and salsa. Serve with lime wedges if desired. And Woman's Day's kitchen tip, you can prep the salsa up to an hour ahead. It will give the onion time to mellow, but don't add the tomato and avocado until just before serving. And from Real Simple, autumn. This is a quote. Autumn. It carries more gold in its hand than all the other seasons. And that was from Jim Bishop in The Morning Advocate from September 30th, 1981. From Real Simple, Love Your Home Month was October was Love Your Home Month. We're into November now, of course, but here's a good quote. You will express yourself in your house whether you want to or not. And that was Elsie DeWolf from The House in Good Taste. She was a famous designer back in the day. Also from Real Simple, just living is not enough. One must have sunshine, freedom, and a little flower. And that was a quote from The Butterfly by Hans Christian Andersen. And last, from Real Simple, sometimes the most important thing in a whole day is the rest we take between 2 deep breaths. That was Eddie Hillesum, An Uninterrupted Life, The Diaries of Eddie Hillesum, 1941 to 1943. I'll spell that last name, Hillesum. We have run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.